Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
My book release day is quickly approaching, you guys, and I love, love, love for you to grab a copy. I know I'm not the only one who's ever thought, gosh, why can't I get it together? Or maybe put another way, I'm such a mess. I've really struggled with believing that everyone else has things figured out, whether that's at work or in relationships with others or in parenting or just following Jesus better. We can compare so many things in life, but there is hope for us, I promise. And I talk all about it in my new book. Go to jamieivy.com/book to pre-order Why Can't I Get It Together? Hey, friends, and welcome to the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivy podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and I'm so glad you're here. Each week on this show, I invite a friend to join me, and we chat about the big things in life, the little things in life, and everything in between. Hi, friends. Welcome to the Friday episode of the Happy Hour. If you didn't get a chance to listen to yesterday's February 1st updates episode, I would encourage you to go back and listen to it for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's just fun for me to tell you what's happening for that month on the Happy Hour and in other parts of my life. Like, I'm heading to Waco twice this month. That's exciting. Go Bears. Also, I tell you some really exciting news at the end of that episode. And the episode can't be longer than 12 minutes. And at the end, something exciting is happening. It's around the corner. I cannot wait. But I tell you all about it in that episode. One of the things I tell you is that we're going back to a Wednesday, Friday Happy Hour episode kind of rhythm. And so for all the Fridays in February, you're just going to get me. Hi, it's me. Here I am. And honestly, just talking to a microphone by myself is something that I haven't done a lot of ever. I'm trying to think if I've ever done that. I don't think I've ever put a show on the Happy Hour where it's just me. And so forgive me if I stumble through this. I'm sure Jason, my podcast editor, will make it sound amazing like he always does. But it's just going to be me. And the reason I wanted to just be me these Fridays in February is because I have a book that comes out on February 13th. And there's a part of me that's like, golly, Jamie, I'm sure they're tired of hearing about your book. And then there's another part of me that's like, I'm sure some of them haven't heard every time I've talked about it. And so I'm going to keep talking about it. And the weird thing about writing books these days, just a little BTS, a little behind the scenes, is you spend so many hours pouring your life into something. I mean, I turned this book in, I think, February 1st of 2023. So I wrote this in 2022 and lived this and walked through it. And then you turn it in and then they edit it and it comes back full of red ink. And it's beautiful because they make it better. And then you spend time marketing and talking about it. And then you wake up one day and you go, well, it's February. My book comes out in 12 days. Am I ready for this? 11 days, I think. Goodness gracious. And the truth is, I am very ready for this. It doesn't mean that I don't feel nervous about it, because I do feel nervous about it. Anytime you put yourself out there, I think it just feels nerve-wracking. And at the same time, I feel really excited about this project. And I said to someone the other day, I said, I think this is going to be the best book I've ever written. And I mean that coming from a couple of ways. So I'll give you a little backstory. My first book I ever wrote is called If You Only Knew. And that book is a lot of my story. I was pregnant twice in college, became a follower of Jesus, married a pastor, and then dealt with a lot of shame and insecurities for a lot of years of my life. And I write about it in that book. And the contents of that book is like a distant memory. You know, like I wrote about things that happened 20 years ago. And it's not hard for me. It feels victorious for me. And God is still doing so much in my life. But that book was so past. And then I wrote a book called You Be You, and I don't think I've ever even said this on the podcast. I said it publicly this weekend at an event, actually, which it kind of came out of my mouth, and I was like, wow, I said that if I could go back, I wish I could change the title. And here's why. I can't believe I'm telling you guys this. I've never said this publicly. Because when we were titling that book, I knew I wanted to call it UBU because I wanted to look every woman in the face and say, I want you to be the person that God has created you to be. I want you to be you. I wrote it in a time, and I don't think anything's changed, but I just felt like I was seeing it everywhere where women were telling other women that you can change your destiny. You can decide who you get to be and pick yourself up by your bootstraps. Make your board that has all your goals on it. And the thing that's hard about that is not all of those things are ultimately wrong. I just think they're not ultimately the whole truth. So I wanted to write a book that said, hey, I want you to be you. You be the person that God created you to be. And I remember there was a little bit of pushback from the title and people were like, I don't know if people are going to get it. And I'm like, no, listen, people are going to get it. People are going to get it. And honestly, it feels weird to say this. I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this, but I think I would like to change that title. But I still believe that message to the core of my body, that I want every person to know that you get to be the person that God created you to be. You don't have to keep looking around for greener grass to plant your roots in. Like, plant the roots where God has planted you. And I'm no fool to think that that is easy or that those roots aren't always hard and it's a struggle and sometimes you feel like you're in a drought. I still actually believe that God has a plan for your life where you are. And so that was a book. My husband and I wrote a book called Compliment, which is a book about marriage. And we are not marriage experts. We are not marriage counselors. We are not marriage anything. We are just married. And so I love that book so much because it's personal stories and it's just encouraging. We just really think that although marriage is not God's greatest gift to his people, it is a gift to his people. And we just really want those of you guys that are in a marriage, we want you to see God in it. We want God to be glorified in it. And gosh, we just want you to be kind to each other and love each other. And we also know that marriage can be extremely difficult sometimes. And so that book has just been encouragement. And then this book, and that was a very long way for me to tell you that here we are, you know, 11 days away from my next book releasing, Why Can't I Get It Together? And I'm sitting here on the, you know, the 11 days before it. And I do think that this is one of the best books I've ever written. And I started this whole conversation with telling you why. And then I started telling you about my other books. But here's why. I'm getting to that. Here's why. Because all of the books I've birthed have come from personal stories. They've come from my life. And UBU, the same way, came from me going, God, I want to be me. I don't want to be trying to be someone else. I don't want to look around and think they have it better than I am, you know? And If You Only Knew came from me really putting to death shame. And then this book, Why Can't I Get It Together? And I found myself probably about 2 years ago saying this to myself all the time. And it's not like I said it just then. I have said this to myself a lot in life. In fact, this weekend, I said it to myself a lot. This is not a book that will solve all of your problems by any means, but it does point you to the one who can. So I thought to myself, I want to write about this. I want to write about what is it that has us always feeling like we can't get it together. And the problem with that concept was that the end goal was that I knew I couldn't help any of you guys get it together, but I could point you to someone better. So the reason I think this book is going to be so good was because I linked arms with a lot of people in writing this book. Don't ever think that people who write books do it all alone. That is a lie. That does not happen. We are better together. Concepts are better together. Books are better together. Ideas are better together. And so I really, for the first time in my writing, not that I have written in a solo place before, but in this time, I really got some good guidance and outside help and just put a lot of amazing brains together to come up with this book. Second, it's my most practical book, and that is a little bit new for me because I'm not the most, practical book writer, and I'm very much more storyteller and talk about Jesus and his stories in the Bible and all that kind of stuff. And this has a lot more practical stuff to it. And it also includes, at the end of each chapter, a place to journal and write stuff down, which is also new for me for a lot of reasons. Number one, I always say I'm not a very good journaler. I want to be. I think I should be. I'm trying, my friends. I really am trying. But we really thought it was necessary in this book to have a place for you to write down your thoughts. And so I just want to tell you, today I want to talk about part one of this book, and we'll talk about the different parts throughout the month. But The reason I wrote this book is because I feel this a lot. I feel what's wrong with me. I feel, gosh, does everyone around me have it all together all the time? I ask myself, will I always feel this way? I'm like 46 this year. Come on, Jamie, get yourself together. I'm always wondering, am I doing this parenting, this work thing, this family marriage thing right? And sometimes I found myself thinking, like, my choices in life, I'm not talking about a moral thing. I'm just talking about choices that we make every day. Sometimes they just look different than other people's. And who's right? And can I not get it together? So what I did was I took a look at my different realities of my life. And I think we all have different realities. I want you to know, as I write this book, I'm writing it from my reality. My current reality as a 46-year-old woman is that I'm married for over 2 decades. I have 4 children who are all teenagers and young adults. I am sending kids to college. We are finishing up high school. I work for myself. I work full-time. I have an office that I go to. My health is great, but also I'm in my 40s, late 40s, and there's things I need to take care of and keep an eye on. And so that's my reality. You know, my parents are both still living. I have a brother. I have a community here. My husband's a pastor. Those are my realities. And I knew that I needed to look at my realities and see, where do I feel like I can't get it together in my realities? And so what I found when I thought about it was that in some areas of my life, I felt like I was trying to get it together in things I had no control over. And in other areas, I needed to reevaluate. I needed to look at my commitments. I needed to adjust some things in order to get it together. And so as we dive into these next 4 Fridays together, and I hope that you get the book because I think it will be beneficial to you. But as we dive into these next 4 Fridays, I want you to know 2 things for sure. I want you to know that you're not alone. I know that my name's on the cover. I know that I wrote this book, but I want you to know that I don't consider myself an expert in getting it together. I'm still figuring it out. You know, each season of life brings different challenges. So I think this idea of getting it together is something we reevaluate all the time. I mean, in 5 years, my life will look completely different. My kids will be in college and in the world. And what does that reality bring? And so I think it is the fact of me understanding now at this age that each new season, it does require a new way of looking at my reality. And the second thing I want you to know is that there's so much hope. Like, we don't have to continue living as though our life is out of control and we can't get it together. There's more that we can strive for. There's better things ahead. And I want you to know that I want you to think about your reality as you listen to me and as you dive into this book, because that matters. So today I want to talk about part 1 of the book, Defining Your Reality. If you don't know it, guys, I'm a Texas girl through and through. I've lived here most of my life. I was born here and I love traveling. Here's why I love traveling throughout Texas, because it has a vast landscape of cultures, regions, destinations, and activities, which means there's an infinite number of different travel experiences. And no two travelers are exactly alike, and it means that no two trips should be either. If you're a beach person, well, you can have fun under the sun with Texas's 350 miles of coastline. If you're more of a rugged vacation type, there are campgrounds, hiking trails, and state parks galore. And foodies cannot get enough of Texas's world-famous barbecue and Tex-Mex. Enjoy live music, visit internationally recognized art museums, and check out thrilling cowboy experiences. And now, Travel Texas offers a one-of-a-kind online trip builder that allows users to generate a custom, visually led trip matched to their unique interests. Guys, come visit my state. Visit traveltexas.com/get-your-own to get the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours. That's traveltexas.com/get-your-own.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
The book is broken up into four parts, which works really good for February because there's four Fridays. So we get to do this together on Friday. So the first part is defining your reality. And one thing I knew if I was going to tackle this subject of why can't I get it together is I knew that I had to be very aware that everyone reading, everyone listening, all of you guys right now, you're coming from different places in life. Some of you are college kids and your reality looks different than mine. Some of you are 45 and you're a single mom. Some of you are 25 and a single mom. Some of you are 45, never been married. You work on the mission field. Some of you are 27 and you are parenting your first child and you feel like you just live in diapers and formula and wash dishes all day. And some of you are 32 and you're like, I had gave up my job and my career to stay home with these kids. And some of you are have your kids in school and you run companies. Some of you are taking care of your aging parents. Some of you are getting diagnosis this year of diabetes or cancer. And I just want you to know that we have to look at our own reality. We have to say, what is happening in my life? So one of the things I talk about in here is that unicorns aren't reality. They don't exist. There's no such thing as unicorns. A lot of us feel as though everyone around us has life figured out. We're the only one struggling. That's one of the biggest lies that makes us feel like we can't get it together, is we think that everyone around us has it together except for us. And I feel like I went through and told you about my other book, UBU. I talk about this a lot in UBU, although I don't call it the unicorn syndrome. I talk about that more here, is that we think everyone has it together. And part of that is we don't truly know what it means to get it together for us. We just think we need to do whatever she's doing, whatever they are doing. And I'm here to tell you that unicorns do not exist. There's no such thing. We have to remember that our individual realities are so different. And yet we can all redefine getting it together no matter what our current reality is. That's the hope in this book, is that you can redefine what getting it together means for your current reality. I think that it matters the way that we respond to our realities. And I think sometimes it's this indicator of our intimacy and our relationship with God, like that our realities matter and we can run to Him to help us with that. Because one of the biggest hindrances for us getting together is that we look around and think, these unicorns have it together. They must have it okay. And really often our circumstances in life are shifting so often, whether that's a new child, a new responsibility at work, a move, a new education that you're starting. And I think that when our circumstances shift and we have trouble shifting our perception of what getting it together means, and we have trouble showing ourselves grace in the process. And we talk about that in this book, about the unicorns. The second thing I want to talk about is that everything is broken. And I did a podcast recently and someone asked me, why did you start out the book talking about sin? And I think honestly, because our current reality for all of us is that we live in a world that is full of brokenness. And it feels like I'm Debbie Downer when I start saying this, you know, but it is so true. And we look back at the beginning of time, that God created the world. He created the heavens and the earth and the sun and the moon. And He put the boundaries in place for the water and the land. And He created everything. And He created humans and animals. And it was all good. And it was all right. And it was perfect. And then if you've been in church, you know what happened is that, you know, God meets with Adam and Eve and He says, hey guys, you're here. I'm with you. Everything's good. You can do whatever you want as long as you don't eat from this one tree. And what plagued them plagues us today is this idea that God's holding out on us and God does not, He's not for us. So Adam and Eve ate from the tree and in that moment, sin entered the world. And so I wanted to start with that concept, even though for some of you, it could be very much a reminder, but for some of you, that might be a new concept. And the thing is that when sin entered the world and Adam and Eve were convinced that God was holding out and they chose their own truth over God's truth, everything became broken. Like everything became broken. We are now fractured in our relationships with God and with each other and with the earth and with the animals and our bodies. All of it broke. And the reason that matters to us today is that so often we feel as though we can't get it together on things that we don't really have control over. And then after we realize, hey, the unicorns don't exist. Just let me just break the ice for you. No such thing as unicorns. And side note, I had a different book cover than I have now, and I showed a picture to my launch team the other day, and there is a donkey on the cover with a unicorn hat. And I loved it so much, and we had to change it for some reasons. But I just love this idea of reminding everyone that unicorns don't exist. And then we remember that everything is broken and that there are reasons that we sometimes feel like we can't get it together. It's because we live in a broken world. Next Friday, we're going to talk about what I'm about to talk about now in more in depth. And as I was developing this book, I thought, man, what are the areas of our lives that feel often out of control? And we came up with this acronym, PONDER, P-O-N-D-E-R. And in the middle of the book, which I'm going to talk about with you next Friday, is we really talk about each of those in depth. And I'm going to do that next Friday. But today I want to tell you what they are. And what I thought when I was writing this book is, what would it look like for us to look at different areas of our lives and see how we can allow Jesus and the gospel and God's word to come in and help us adjust why we're feeling out of control? I think that we can get it together when we have the right response to our current reality. And I talked about your current reality. I want you to figure it out. In fact, in the book, we do a little personal inventory for you to figure out what is your current reality. And I cannot stress how important this is, because when I'm trying to get my life together, but I am looking at a 29-year-old woman who works full-time and has no children and no husband, if I'm comparing our lives, I will never look like her. And so there will be certain areas of my life that feel out of control because I cannot match up to her life. That's not my reality. And so I ask you to figure that out in this book. And I just think it's so important. So we look at the word ponder, and we talk about how our current circumstances are made up of six areas.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
P is for past and present hurts. Basically, I am hurting from. O is for obligations. I said that I would. N is for needs. I need what for my health right now? Desires is I want to do. I want to be. What are the desires that I have? Expectations is I should. Either I put expectations on myself, we take expectations on from other people. And then the R is for responsibilities. So these six areas, they make up your personal current existence. And usually when life feels chaotic or out of control, it's usually because the circumstances in one or more of these areas is outsized and overwhelming, and you will have a hard time feeling like you can't get it together. I think, as I've said before, we're trying to get it together in a lot of areas that we have no control over, and getting it together is having the right response to our current reality. So we have to have a clear picture of our current state. And that's what we do in the first section of the book, is we walk through the past and present hurts, your obligations, your needs, your desires, your expectations, your responsibilities. And we say, how do we figure out what our reality is and move forward? So you guys, that is it for today. That is section one of my new book, Why Can't I Get It Together? And if you were listening to this anytime before February 13th, two things can happen. Number one is you can pre-order the book. And pre-orders are such a help for authors. It really tells retailers, hey, this book matters. This book is important. So if you think to yourself, I know I'm going to get it, go ahead and pre-order it. And you can pre-order the Kindle. You can pre-order the book. You can pre-order the audiobook. I read the audiobook, and so that's super fun. If you pre-order on Amazon, I will tell you this, that if they drop the price at all, you will get the lowest price, and you don't get charged until the book is released. Secondly, if you pre-order the book, there is still time for you to join us on our launch team. And the launch team is super fun. We are talking about the book. We are giving stuff away. Go to jamieivy.com/book and you can get all the information there to join. And then if you live in Springdale, Arkansas, I'm coming to your town on Tuesday, February 6th, and there are still tickets available for that book tour. It's $30. That gets you a book and it gets you a fun night with me and some friends. Go to jamieivy.com/tour and you can find that. Friends, thank you for listening to the Happy Hour today. Thank you for listening to the part one of my new book, Why Can't I Get It Together? Next week, we will dive into the second part, which is all about pondering your reality. The Happy Hour is produced and hosted by myself, Jamie Ivy, with assistance from Nikki Ogden and Ashley Caldwell, and the show is edited by Jason Talley.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.